Bernanke spoke at a housing conference held at the Federal Reserve. He said the government must do more to turn back the wave of foreclosures on homeowners unable to meet their monthly mortgage payments. More than 2.2 million foreclosures are expected to have occurred this year.
Our housing market, including the primary market, is under a lot of stress, both because of the adjustment going on and the housing correction, but also because the mortgage market is dysfunctional to some extent.
What has become a global economic crisis was touched off in August 2007 by a wave of defaults in the subprime U.S. housing market. Both the Fed and the Treasury have initiated various programs to assist mortgage borrowers, and recently mortgage interest rates have fallen to their lowest levels in several years. Stock prices in New York fell Thursday amid rising uncertainty over whether Congress will approve emergency loans for the Detroit-based U.S. auto industry. Making their second appearance on Capitol Hill in 2 weeks, the heads of the three car makers warned that without immediate assistance, one or more of the companies could go bankrupt. Money manager Lincoln Ellis says that General Motors shares tumbled 15% amid renewed doubts about that company's viability.
You're hearing so many conflicting messages. He wants the Fed and the Treasury to be there, but he doesn't want them to have their hands on the second 350. You've got definitely uncertainty around the jobless numbers and the consumer credit tomorrow.
Market participants are anticipating a report showing a loss of 300,000 U.S. jobs in November. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 215 points, or 2.5%, to 8,376. It was the first loss for the index in 3 days. Oil prices were steady at below $44 a barrel, reflecting plummeting global demand. Oil is down nearly 70% from its July 2008 record high and is now at its lowest level in nearly 4 years. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.